on this beautiful day of joy and celebration, and I get to take this off, being up here now, so that you can see me a little better. And I don't know if seeing me is better, but hearing me might be better. Not only do we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the church with Big C, but we also recognize and celebrate our graduates, young people who are achieving a great milestone in their lives, of whom we are so very proud, and to whom we extend our love and prayers. Let us pray. We come before you, Heavenly Father, with joy and anticipation. Today we celebrate the gift of your Holy Spirit and the birth of your church. We celebrate our youth, all of them, but particularly today, our graduates. We are so proud of their achievement. Please protect and guide them as they begin a new chapter in their lives. Father, you said that there would be joy in the morning. Well, we feel a new hope as our fear and anxiety from the pandemic begins to ease. Ignite your fire in our souls. Do not let us be comfortable or complacent, for more than ever in our generation, our world yearns for the peace and hope that can only be found in you. Let our souls be on fire as we seek to follow you as a church and in our everyday lives. Amen. Let's stand and welcome the Holy Spirit to this place as we sing Soul on Fire.
One, two, three, four.
To celebrate today is the return of Dale's banjo, and he's switching over right now. Woohoo! But in our next song, Build Your Kingdom, we sing about our desire to be the church that God desires, a church that seeks God first, a church that serves those in need, a church that is filled with the strength and love of Christ. We are the church. Build your kingdom here.
One, two, three.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Church, we need your power in us.
We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts release, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause.
We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray. Kingdom's power, reaching the near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope on earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray. Ooh, 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 streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray.
Amen. You may be seated. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and we see it in each other's eyes, and we feel it in our hearts. Let's worship our loving God on this Pentecost morning with a beautiful gospel hymn, Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. So let's be further revived by greeting one another in love and friendship. Please stand and greet one another.
Well, at this time, I'd like to invite the children to come forward for the children's time. Good morning. How are you doing? Doing good? Okay. Well, you might have noticed I got some extra stuff up here this morning. I got some crepe paper streamers, and they're red and yellow. Can you guess why they're red and yellow? They're supposed to look like something, like fire, because I didn't want to set anything on fire up here. But today is Pentecost, and on Pentecost, all of Jesus' disciples were together, and a big wind blew, and there were like flames above all of their heads, like the Holy Spirit made a flame. And so I was thinking, oh, red and yellow, that would look like flames. So there was this big wind, and it made a whooshing sound, but you know, you can't really see the wind. So I thought I'd put the wind and the fire together. Yeah, you can hear that, right? You're not loving the noise. We'll turn that. My cat this morning did not like that either. She did not like the noise. You have a cat? Oh, okay. You have a cat? I have a cat. I have two cats. You have one cat? Okay. You have one cat? Okay. Well, yeah, we can. What is your cat's name? Conway. Oh, what's your cat's name?
Mikey.
Mikey.
He's actually Mommy, and she's really old.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a really old one too. Her name is Boots. Well, anyway, but I just want to think. So this is the birthday of the church too. That's the other reason for streamers. You know, so we're going to celebrate our graduates. We're going to celebrate the birthday of the church, and later we're going to have some cupcakes outside. So that's a good way to celebrate a birthday, right? So we're celebrating lots of things, and we're glad you're here. Let's put our hands together and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for our church. We thank you for our church family, and we thank you for loving us enough to send your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And you guys can go to children's church.
So cute, aren't they? For our scripture this morning, I'd like to read from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." May God richly bless the reading of his word.
And I know I've got my mask dangling off of my mic cord, but it's just going to have to dangle there. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, gracious God, we come before you this morning and with gratitude for all that has been happening. We thank you for decreasing numbers of infection. We thank you for the ability to feel a little safer today. We thank you for the ability to sing together. These seem like amazing things, although a year and a half ago we might have taken them for granted. But Lord, as we hear the birth of your church, we hear that story, fill our hearts with that same love and Holy Spirit that the apostles experienced so long ago. Help us to rekindle that fire. Build it up in each of us. Amen. Well, today we're celebrating two important events. We're recognizing our graduates and celebrating their achievements. And today, as Jackie said, is Pentecost Sunday, and we're commemorating the birth of the church and the action of the Holy Spirit. And as I was listening to Randy, I was admiring how well he did with all those most dreaded scripture of the year among the people who read scripture. All of those names, 15 different regions are named in that scripture. and probably 15 different languages to go with those areas that are named. And as I think about that, I'm reminded of a book that Trevor Noah wrote. Trevor Noah is the host of The Daily Show, which is a kind of satirical news show, if you've never seen it. But he's also the author of a best-selling memoir called Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood. And in the book, he recounts how he was born during apartheid. His mother was categorized in South Africa as black. His father was categorized as white. He was a Swiss national. And so at that time, there was still a law in place called the Immorality Amendment Act of 1950, and that made it a crime for someone to pursue an intimate relationship across racial lines. So it's a fascinating book. I recommend it to you. But in it, he talks about his mother a lot, who was a woman of really deep faith, as was his grandmother. And he writes in his book, when you make the effort to speak someone else's language, even if it's just basic phrases here and there, you are saying to them, I see you as a human being. Now, there are 11 official languages in South Africa, and Noah talks a lot in his book about the challenges and the gift of language in his childhood, growing up as a biracial child in the days of apartheid. And at home, his family spoke Xhosa, which is one of the native South African tongues there. But when it came time to pray, they always prayed in English. And Trevor's grandmother would ask him to pray because she said his English was the best. And she said, the Bible is in English, she told him. So English prayers are get answered first. And that's kind of funny. And Trevor Noah is a comedian, and I guess he gets it from his grandma. But she was serious about that. She was serious about English prayers getting answered first. And while I can imagine how his grandmother, living in South Africa, might have reached that conclusion, I don't know for sure, but, you know, probably no one said explicitly, God answers prayers in English first. But where she was, she saw white English-speaking people in their comfortable lives without curfews or travel restrictions or having to stay within certain boundaries within the townships after dark. And so she faced all of these difficulties, as did other black South Africans, and so she came to this conclusion that God must have been busy answering the prayers that were said in English, because the people who spoke the best English seemed to be having a much easier time of it. And of course, we know that the Bible wasn't written in English. Some people think that it was just handed down in the King James Version. Not quite true. It was written in Hebrew and Greek and then translated into Latin and eventually into other languages. But as I think about Pentecost, it's interesting that it's about the language. You know, that's the miracle that happens. And I remember James and John, those two early disciples who were called the sons of thunder, brothers. And in Matthew's gospel, their mother comes to Jesus and asks if they can sit at Jesus' right and left hand when he comes into his kingdom. And do we sometimes think of ourselves as being worthy to be at the left and right hand of Jesus? Do we think that because we live in the United States of America that we should be on the left and right hand of Jesus? And do we think of the gospel in English as the gospel? Have we been saying God bless America for so long that we have forgotten that God blesses other nations as well? Do we think that God answers our prayers first? And it would be easy to fall in that line of thinking, because we have so much. We have been so blessed and so gifted. But God must have thought of those kinds of questions before the church even came into being. God saw our failures coming. God saw our pride and our limited worldview and pre-answered our question in the form of Pentecost. And you know that story. You've probably heard it year in and year out. You've just heard it read. The apostles are all gathered in one place. They're waiting to see what God would do next. Jesus told them an advocate was going to come. And it just happened to be on a day when there was a Jewish festival taking place, and there are people from all over the known world in Jerusalem. There was this sound like a rush of wind, and tongues of fire showed up, and the apostles begin to speak. And now imagine that out on the street, it's like the people of South Africa. They have 11 languages among them, or more likely, they have 15 different languages among them. And the apostles are speaking, but they're not, the other folks are not hearing the Aramaic that these Galileans would normally be speaking, that they would have expected to hear from them. They hear it in their own native languages, the ones they learned as children growing up. And it could have been some other miracle happening on that day in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit could have presided over a massive healing or made the disciples levitate or give them some amazing power. But that's not what happened. The Holy Spirit gave the followers of Jesus Christ the gift of language, the gift of communication, the gift of being understood beyond the barriers created by the separate languages that they spoke. The Spirit is a leveling power. And like the wind, it blows where it chooses. The Holy Spirit doesn't respect the structures we create or the hierarchies that we build up or the borders that we draw. The Spirit goes where it will. And the miracle of the Spirit on the first Pentecost, the first Pentecost, was to let us hear and therefore see each other. The miracle of Pentecost was to bless our diversity and solidify our unity and bring us together as one global church born of the Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost. God's Spirit, we hear them say, is going to be poured out on slave and free, men and women, all people who call on the name of Jesus Christ. This is the good news of the Pentecost story. The Spirit understands all our prayers, all of our languages. The miracle is when we understand each other. And here we are at the tail end of a global pandemic. And I have learned throughout this process how connected we are, not just to the people who live on our street or in our neighborhood or in our state, but people all over the world, because COVID has touched about every corner of the world. We have discovered that if a person in Oklahoma stockpiles toilet paper, we will see it missing on our shelves. We see the impact of one person's actions throughout our world. Meatpackers got sick, and we saw a beef shortage. But we are, well, despite this effect that's global, we are more resourceful than we imagined. We are stronger than we thought, stronger and more resourceful than any germ or bug or bacteria. We have shared a common human experience this year, one of grief and fear, but also of hope and gratitude. We learned once more that we have to protect each other, that my health depends on your health, your well-being depends on my well-being. We wouldn't choose to go through this again for any reason, but that doesn't mean we didn't learn some things along the way. We learned just how connected we all are and how connected we want to be. Many people are just starting to get back on airplanes now that infection rates are falling. I haven't flown in over a year, but my brother flew out from California recently, and we got to talking about Delta safety videos. They have some really funny safety videos, But they've come up with one recently that had a message that really spoke to me. At the end of the safety video, after they tell you to secure your own oxygen mask before assisting other people, a pilot appears on the screen in his crisp navy blue uniform, and he says, "Delta isn't flying to over 300 places just to connect us, but to show us we were never that far apart in the first place." We were never that far apart in the first place. We may have felt isolated during the pandemic, but over the last year, we have seen how connected we are across the globe. And while a virus was able to touch every corner of the world, what if we used that incredible connection for something positive, for something amazing? Imagine if we committed ourselves to spreading something other than germs, if we committed ourselves to following the Holy Spirit wherever the wind might blow. Imagine if we used our energy to spread empathy. If we took that energy we've used in curbing the pandemic for something wonderful, imagine if we listened to each other, if we heard each other, if we had compassion for each other, if we remembered that what affects you affects me, affects you. Could it spread as quickly as the virus? I hope so. I hope that empathy is highly contagious, that it could travel far. We are connected so that we might learn God's language of love, so that we might listen to one another and hear one another with compassion in the hope that that love will spread and transform the world, because that miracle of Pentecost is still happening. Amen. Well, at this time, we are going to have a video for our graduates.
My name is Emma Lorraine Riddle.
Yahweh is Wesley Bridges.
Tiana Orion.
Nathaniel Carroll Bunnell. That's a good question. I don't know. I have a lot of fun experiences at school. I don't like school that much, but I do kind of have fun going.
My favorite moment from my high school career would have to be performing in High School Musical, the musical on stage, as Sharpay Evans.
There's all the time I got to spend with my friends at lunch or just during pep rallies or something like that. Just being with my friends.
When I got to watch James and the Giant Peach from up in the booth, I didn't have to run sound or do anything. I just got to watch. I would have told my freshman self to not be afraid to join in on the extracurricular activities, because my freshman year all I did was marching band, and I feel like I missed out.
Don't waste time. It goes by really fast, a lot faster than you expected to.
Don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do.
To try your best in every aspect of high school and to not slack off.
My ballet career technical center teacher last year, his name was Andre Dacco. He's always told me I would be a good salesman because I talked a lot. But he's a really good teacher. He helped me out a lot.
I think it was my freshman year. Science teacher, his name is Mr. Weiss. He was just really cool. He helped me with a lot of stuff in life.
I would say my music teacher, Ms. Stoll, made a large impact on my life, helping me to better find my love for music.
My science teacher, Ms. Jones, she was awesome. In elementary school, she showed me how to just be carefree.
probably just growing up here and coming to church every Sunday with my grandma and my mom. Would just be it. Participating in Christmas programs every year, doing that, definitely be a big memory from here.
My favorite memory at Bethany would be the 30-hour famine.
The mission trip, definitely. Just like overall, it was a good experience. It helped me grow as a person. It was a good cause and everything.
There's a lot of good memories. I really enjoy all the times we went bowling as a youth, but the mission trip was fun. Had some good memories there. I just have a lot of good memories here.
It was really tough, honestly, to see all the classes before us get to have a built-up senior year experience and junior year experience, but honestly, I've gotten to grow a lot as a person over quarantine and over not getting to have these experiences, and I think getting to have a graduation and putting on proms for ourselves, it's really made me appreciate those things more and not take it for granted.
Crazy. Oh, just to keep it simple, but it wasn't that bad. For me anyway, but it was kind of depressing. I didn't get to have a normal school year this year, but at least I got to go to school.
Very bright, hopefully.
Can you be more detailed?
I want to hopefully be an IT person. I don't know what specific IT part yet, but something with IT.
I'm going to take a few classes at Blue Ridge, small ones, to get a forklift license and stuff like that. And then I'm going to get a job and go from there.
I'm going to be attending Christopher Newport University for 4 years and hopefully gaining my major in marketing and moving to New York City.
I'm going to go to Blue Ridge Community College. I'm going to come out a certified RN, then I'm going to go to BCU. I'm going to get a BSN. I would love to work at the Richmond hospitals and give back the way they gave back to me.
Good morning. As Jackie had said earlier, and Pastor Susan, today is a special day in our church because we get to celebrate our 2021 high school graduates. Danny, I would like to say thank you for an awesome video and all those who participated. That was a great video that y'all put together. Graduates, as I call your name, would you please come to the front so we can see those wonderful and smiley faces? Jack Wesley Bridges, graduating from Wilson Memorial. He's a son of James Bridges and Leslie Wagner. And we can't forget his special aunt, Rosemary. Jack plans to attend Blue Ridge Community College to continue his and to continue to receive certifications related to his technical studies. And he says the best thing about graduating is being done. Nathaniel Carroll Gunnell, graduating from Fort Defiance, son of Robert Gunnell and Candace Shaw. He plans to finish VOTEC and plans to attend Blue Ridge Community College. And he says the best thing about graduating, no more Zoom meetings. Cannon Herring, graduating from Fort Defiance, son of Scott and Kelly Herring. He plans on attending Bridgewater College as a student athlete. He will be playing baseball during his time at Bridgewater. He plans on majoring in health and exercise science. And he says the best thing about graduating is being able to look forward to college and experiencing new things in the future. Tiana Ryan, graduating from Turner Ashby. She's the daughter of William Ryan Sr. and Danielle Martlock. Tiana plans to attend Blue Ridge Community College in the RN nursing program and then transfer to Virginia Commonwealth University to complete her Bachelor's of Science in nursing. And she says the best thing about graduating is being done as well. Emma Lorraine Riddle, graduating from Fort Defiance, daughter of Sean and Libby Riddle. She'll be attending Christopher Newport University as a member of the Presidential Leadership Program. She will major in marketing with a minor in theater and leadership. And she says the best thing about graduating, she'll have the opportunity to be more independent and meet new people and, of course, make new memories at college. So graduates, myself and everyone here and everyone who's listening is very proud of each one of you. And I'll just say, not only did you earn your diploma, but you made it through the last 15 months doing school in such a different way due to the pandemic. And that's achievement in itself. All of us here love you, and we look forward to seeing what God has planned for each one of your lives. And I have a gift to present to you. And those who are not here, we will definitely get the gifts to the graduates. Jack? Nate? Church, I present to you the class of 2021. Let's give them a round of applause.
So we have, I have some announcements, as you might imagine. So things have been changing rapidly with Governor Northam's announcements last week. And so we're going to have a Healthy Church team meeting on Monday, but we've been given much more leeway in the decisions that we can make. And one thing we did decide is that next Sunday, anyone who is fully vaccinated, and that means you've been vaccinated and 2 weeks have gone by since your vaccination, you can attend church without wearing a mask. Now, it's optional. If you want to keep wearing the mask, you can wear the mask. But if you want us to see what the lower half of your face looks like, you know, I saw Jackie and it was like, oh, yeah, it's been a long time. So, yeah, so that's the big announcement. And please, you know, my understanding is that we can continue to sing without the masks off. I think if everyone's comfortable, we can bring our singers out of the side rooms and where we can see them. Yeah, so, yeah, Dale has grown a full beard and mustache, and no, he hasn't, I'm sorry. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, so things are changing, but do let us know, you know, call the office, call my cell phone, let us know what it is that you're comfortable with. We want people to feel comfortable, and we didn't do the change this Sunday because we wanted everyone to know what they were coming into the sanctuary and what would be happening. Another announcement, the trustees still need volunteers to mow the grass in August and September. So lift that up to you, and excited for our graduates. That really wonderful. Do we have any, I'm going to look at my, I don't think I've gotten any prayer concerns on the text line. But do we have any prayer concerns that people would like to lift up here and now? I do have one. My husband's stepfather had quadruple bypass surgery on Tuesday, which was kind of a concern. But he's coming home today, which is a joy. But if you'd say a prayer for Bill Warner, I would appreciate it. Let us go to God in prayer. Holy Spirit, we give you thanks that you still move and work among us. Sometimes we ignore that nudge that you give. Sometimes our rational mind just doesn't want to pay attention. We get distracted. We dismiss it. But Lord, open us up to the presence of the Holy Spirit, to its working and moving among us. Help us not to be so distracted that we don't hear you. Lord, help us to listen for your voice. Help us to pray. Help us to see that you break down barriers, that you open up spaces so that you can move and work there. Lord, we pray this morning for our graduates that their next steps would be wonderful, amazing, surprising, and most of all, we pray that they will become all that you desire them to be and more. Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones and ask that you give them hope in the power of the resurrection to bring new life. And we pray for those who are dealing with illness and ask that you pour healing out upon them. Continue to keep us in love with you. Keep us together as the body of Christ. Keep us at work in the world. All this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And now let us pray together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I forgot the most important announcement is that there are refreshments outside. Celebrate our graduates, cupcakes and water and juice boxes. So let us, please join us outside after the service and let us stand as we prepare to sing, I Saw the Light.
Okay, this song requires some hand clapping.
One, two, three, four.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. When Jesus came like a stranger in the night, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man wandered along, worries and fears I came for my home. Then like a blind man, God gave back your sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I'm just trading wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
I'll be glad when I can take it off, keep it off. Praise the Lord. We saw the light of a new day, a new era. And so may our graduates go forth and walk in that light and be strong in the Lord. Amen.